Hello and welcome to another episode of the podcast. So, wasn't planning on recording a podcast today, but I was kind of half doing a workout there. If you've seen on my stories on Thursday, that's the day that I'm recording this. Wasn't able to do my usual Thursday Tabata because my ankle is sore. I basically woke up 2 days ago with a pain in my ankle and it hasn't gotten better. So I said I'd take a rest day. So today's podcast, it's a bit of just like hit record and chat because basically not been having a great day. Most days have been great since being back home, but I guess today is the first like day where it just rained all day. You can't even go outside. Haven't done much, just kind of done my usual morning routine, which has definitely helped this one being a terrible day. And that is get up, do my usual walk, my reading, meditation, some stretching, listen to a podcast. But woke up a little bit late today as well because I stayed up later than usual last night playing poker. Came third place, so that I guess wasn't great either. But anyways, that's my own fault. Done this to myself. So yeah, just feeling a bit slow today. Not feeling the best. And what I want to talk about is that it's not the time when you're supposed to be at your best. I guess you have to try and be as good as you can. Don't know if this podcast is going to be helpful for anyone, but I know myself when I feel bad or I feel down and I hear someone else feels the same, it usually helps. So I decided to record this, not having a terrible day by any means, but just don't have any real drive. Like some days when I'd feel a bit injured or whatever, I'd be like, fuck it, I'm going to push through the workout, get it done, and I know I'll feel better afterwards. Today it's kind of the stage where not feeling that motivated to do it, and then I do want my ankle to get better, just get out of this quicker. Kind of like with this whole quarantine thing, if we all stay at home, it'll get better quicker, even though it's a bit of a pain in the ass. Just like if I take the day off training and just don't do anything, it'll get better quicker, but I'll miss today's workout. But anyways, one thing I've noticed with this quarantine is that FOMO is starting to come back a little bit, because people are finding new ways of kind of interacting with other people, and you see what other people are up to, I guess. And also the extra time on social media, which I'm really trying to keep on top of, and I have most times, but when the weather's like this, it's really hard to. This podcast is probably going to be coming out on Tuesday the 5th, which is the day all this meant to be over, which it won't be, I'm predicting. So this is the Thursday beforehand, so if any of you can remember, it was literally raining all day. It's now just after 20 past 4. Started recording at 4:20 on the dot. So yeah, just staying on top of things. Kind of the topic of today, I just want to talk about not being 100%. And then it kind of what I posted on my story as well today, that it's okay to take a day off and to do nothing when it's going to help you reach your end goal. So for me, like my end goal is to be as fit and as healthy as I possibly can. And I never make excuses for myself not to train, like religiously. One, because I always enjoy my day better when I train. I look forward to training. I love doing it. I never dread training. Well, very rarely. Like everyone has their days. But today, I had to like kind of make the one of the rare occasions where I make the decision that it's better not to train because of the injury. And the point I made in my story is that it's okay to take a day off and to do nothing when it's going to help you. Like let's say if you have a program where you need to train 5 days a week, all right, and you take 2 rest days. And if you do that, you're only going to give 50% on those 5 days. If you broke it down to 4 days a week training, but you're going to give 100%, then that's probably going to help you reach your goal a lot faster, and you'll do it for a longer term than if you're forcing yourself to do 5 days and just not as enjoying it as much. Obviously, there's times where you have to just suck it up and do the work. But I'd train 7 days a week if my body could recover. I'd train super intense 5 hours a day, 7 days a week, if I could. That's what I love to do. But then when things like this happen, you just have to take it. But never kind of lie to yourself and tell yourself that, oh, there's this quarantine or whatever, I don't need to train. If you have a goal that involves staying in good shape and you need that to be happy, then don't use this as an excuse to just do nothing. Don't use this as an excuse to like waste all your time watching Netflix, playing the Xbox, whatever. That was fine when this was going to be a 2 week quarantine, but now that it's gone into 6 weeks, it's going to go on for, I'd imagine, at least another 6 weeks. Start making use of this time. Nobody has 3 months to waste of their life. start getting good at something, even if it's something completely unrelated to anything you were doing before now, and you're in a bit of a rut, use this time to get good at something else, even if it's the simplest thing, even if you're putting in 10, 20 minutes a day, just do it religiously, because you have the time now, and you're going to feel so much better that you're getting better at something. And do not use this like whole, oh, the world's gone to shit, I don't know what's going to happen after this, to as an excuse to not do something. Like, I could say that, oh, well, there's never going to be like a competition in CrossFit, or a CrossFit box is never going to be open again, so I should just stop training. Like, that's no excuse. Whatever your goals were before, act as if whatever event or whatever was that you were training for is going to go ahead, and just keep going. Or whatever job you were working towards, act as if that job is still there, because that's the only way. Like, you have to just try and keep as much of your life as real as possible. I even heard people talking about whatever your regular work clothes were or whatever, just put them on every day. Like, I still wear, like, for me it's easy because it was always gym clothes, so I still wear the gym clothes. I still try and get up around the same time. I still try and get my morning routine done as if I was going to work. I'm not getting up as early because I don't have to. Like, right now I'm enjoying getting up with the sun, but that's because that doesn't take me away from my goal of like health, fitness, being as physically prepared as possible for everything, general physical fitness, or general physical preparedness, which is the thing we talked about on the last podcast with Joe Douglas, the CrossFit coach. So if you're struggling right now, are you making an excuse to do nothing and to waste this time? Because you shouldn't be. You should be trying to keep as much routine as possible and using this time as an excuse to do things. It's like the people who were busy before now, too busy to do things, are still too busy to do things, even though there's literally nothing you can be doing. Like, if I was like to someone like, oh, do you want to do a workout on Skype today or on Zoom? We'll get a good workout in, or do some whatever, plan to play like a game of poker or do something, and the game is at like 8 or the video call is at like 8, but at 10 past 8, then people still won't be ready, and they're the same people who weren't doing it before. So the people who were working beforehand, working on themselves, keeping themselves in shape beforehand, are going to be still doing it right now. And if you want to get in shape, or you want to like get good at something, you have to still be doing it now. You can't just use this, because we don't know how long this is going to go on for. Act as if this is the new normal and start designing your life accordingly. Even if it isn't, I hope that doesn't make anyone feel anxious that this is the way things are always going to be, but start making the most of this time. So this kind of just a quick little podcast, short one. It was just kind of the way I was feeling today. Hopefully help someone get up off their ass and go do something. This could be the new normal. There's no negative of acting like this is. Do what you can now with what you have. Always play the cards that you're dealt, because you don't know when things are going to change. And there's no point saying, oh, I'm going to start when this is all over, because that's just like New Year's resolutions. They're never going to happen. The best time to start is 20 years ago, or the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The next best time is today. So with that being said, I hope everyone's staying safe and healthy. And thank you for listening. If you enjoy the podcast, as always, like, share it, whatever you can do, write a review. And if you have any suggestions for who you'd like me to have on the podcast, or any topics you'd like me to cover, send them in to me on Instagram at David Hessian PT. And yeah, thanks again for listening.